ॐ सहनावतु
सहनौभुनक्तु
सहवीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु
गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः
गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
सो वी आर सीइंग द कैलकुलेशन ऑफ टाइम एज पर भागवतम सो फार इट इज क्लियर ना Now you have to add some more, which we have already discussed. So we have come up to prahar. So now 8 prahar is equal to 24 hours. 8 prahar is equal to 24 hours. That means one day and night. Then it is said 15 days is equal to 24 hour is equal to one day or night. How you will say one day and night? So 15 days is equal to one paksha, P-A-K-S-A. 15 days is equal to one paksha. So you know Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. Then 2 Paksha is equal to 1 month. This 1 month is equal to 1 day of Pitralok. 1 day of Pitralok. So their clock is different. Our 1 month is equal to 1 day of the Pitralok. Bhu, Bhuva, Swa. This is all Bhu. Now we have gone to Bhuva, Pitralok. Then it is said 2 month is equal to 1 ritu. 2 month is equal to 1 ritu or 1 season. We have got 6 seasons in India. So 1 season, ritu. Then 6 month is equal to 1 ayana. A-Y-A-N-A. 6 month is equal to 1 ayana. We have got Uttarayan, Uttar and Dakshinayan. Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. 1 ayana, 6 months. And 2 ayana is equal to, 2 ayana is equal to 1 samvatsar. S-A-M-V-A-T-S-A-R-A, samvatsar. This 1 samvatsar is equal to 1 day of Devlok. That means 1 year of human is equal to 1 day and night of Devlok.
1 day and night.
Yeah. It's okay. 1 year. Devloka.
So in the same thing, last week we saw 1 year of Manushya Lok is
Now 360 years of humans is equal to one divya varsh. 360 years of human. We take as a 360 days 1 year, is it not so? 12 into 30 days, 360.
There was a mention of that when Brahmaji was meditating.
It is coming. 360 years.
Human years.
There is human years. Is equal to 1 year of Devlok, which is called Dibhyavarsh. 1 year of Devlok. Called Dibhya Varsh. So this much is clear. One day, and 360 days is equal to 1 year. So therefore, 360 human years is equal to
1 year.
1 year of Devta.
Unke
360 ho gaye na. Our 360 year is equal to 360 days of Devlok. Is equal to 1 year. Clear? Premalji, you have got. Okay. Now you have to turn the board. Okay. Or reverse it. Have you written?
Yeah.
Okay, chalo. Now Maitri has asked, you have to tell me the time calculation about the other lok also. Other lok means Maharjana, Tapa, Brahma lok also, you have to tell me. The Maitri is now saying in verse number 18.
Kritam treta dvaparam cha kalischeti yatur yugam divvedadashavi varshaihi savadhanam nirupitam.
Now he say there are four yuga. One is the Krita Yuga. Krita Yuga means Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga, Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yuga. So you write Satya Yuga this way. Satya Yuga, then give some gap.
Dwapar?
No, Treta. Treta, then Dwapar. Then Kali. And Kali Yuga. Four Yuga. Then is the, what is the total span of this? It is said, Dibbai Dwadasvi Varsai. Dibya Varsh. He is talking in the term of Dibya Varsh now, not human verse. What is Dibya Varsh? One Dibya Varsh is equal to? 360 years of human. So he said sum total is Dwadas. Dwadas means 10 plus 2, 12. Varsai means thousands. So sum total of Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, Kaliyug is 12,000 Dibya Varsh is equal to 12,000 Dibya Varsh. Dibya Varsh is different from our year. Our year is equal to 360 years is equal to human years is equal to one Dibya Varsh. Acha, now can anybody calculate 12,000 into 360, how much is that? Forty-three lakh twenty thousand years. Clear? So this much is said in verse number 18. Dibyai dvadasvi varsai sabdhanam. Sabdhanam means approximately, he is saying it. Approximately. Nirupitam, it is ascertained. So the sum total of four yuga is equal to 12,000 divya varsa is equal to 43,20,000 human years. So now it is divided into four. That is also to be said, na? How much is Satyug, how much is Treta, how much Dwapar, how much Kaliyug, that is to say. Next verse.
Chatvari trinidve chaikam krita dishu yatha kramam sankhyatani sahasrani drigunani shatani cha.
Then he says it is chatvari trini dvai chaikam kritadishu yathakramam, in sequence, starting from krita. Krita means satyug. So from starting krita yug, satyug, it is in the ratio of 4 is to 3 is to 2 is to 1. 4, 3, 2, 1. This one, treta is 3, huh? And it is said it is in 1,000. So 4 into 1,000 is 4,000. You can write the next line, 4,000. In the next line it says, sankhyatani sahastrani. Sahastra means 1,000. So this is 4, 3, 2, 1 is in the thousands. Sahastrani. Then he says, dvigunani satani cha. Dvigunani satani. Earlier it was sahastra. Sahastra means 1,000. Sat means 100. So dvigunani, so 2 times of 4, it's equal to 800. Down that 4,000 you write 800. We have to add. So, yes, 3, now it will be 600. This will be 400. This will be 200. Now you have to add 4,800. Add, yes?
4,800, I'll write down over here.
4,800. How much that comes to?
12,000.
So this 12,000 has matched now. So these are all in the Dibya verse. The span of Satyug is 4,800. Span of Treta is 3,600. Span of Dwapar is 2,400. And span of?
They have to multiply by 360 to get
them. Multiply by 360. In all cases, it is 360.
So it will be 4 lakh. This should be
432,000. Just double, 864. Then 1296. Then how much would be that?
Somebody can calculate and tell me.
1728. 28, 30. The sum total will be again 43. This is the total is equal to 43,20,000 years. Clear? It's mathematics. Again, some of the words are going to come again later on.
I'm just going to write these because when we take a picture, I think it'll be easier.
Divya verse. Okay, yeah. Human. Then you have to make that Y also. Make the Y, huh? The year. Okay. Should we go ahead? Verse number 20.
Sandhyangshayorantarena yakala shatasankhayoho tamevahur yugam tajgya yatra dharmo vidhiyate.
Now it is said, when there is a, say, Satyug is ending, Treta is starting, or Treta is ending, Dwapar is starting, Dwapar is ending.
This one?
Four.
Yeah, this is four.
So when the yuga are meeting, that period is called sandhya. Like when the day and night is meeting, we call it sandhya. There are two sandhya in each day. After the night, when the day breaks, we call it sandhya. And at the end of the day, when the night comes, at that time also is called sandhya. Sandhya is the meeting point. And at that time, normally some puja is done, some worship is done. Similarly, it is said, in the case of this sandhya, when the Satyug is going out, Treta is coming in, Treta is going out, Dwapar is coming in, and Dwapar is going out, Kali Yuga is coming in, Kali Yuga is going out, Satyug is coming in, then at that time 100 Divya verse of each is called Sandhya. 100 Divya verse is Sandhya. Sandhya means is the joining of two. Like after night ends, the morning comes, the day comes, so we call it the joining time as sandhya, and at sandhya time, we do some puja. Similarly, at the end of the day, when the night is coming, again it is sandhya, joining. So we do sandhya two times. Normally sandhya is done two times, in the morning and in the evening, facing sun. Right. That is Hindi word sandhya. Sandhya means evening. But really sandhya means is the joining of the two, day and night. It is sandhi, joining. Sandhya. At that time we do the puja. Similarly, in this sandhya also, so there is 200 years of sandhya. 100 year of Satyug and beginning of Treta 100. This 200 Divya years is called Sandhya. So what happens there? Sandhya Sandhya Antarena Ya Kala Sat Sankhyo. Sat Sankhyo, it is 100 years of this, 100 years of that. Together 200 Divya verse multiplied by 360. So many years is called the Sandhya. Tameva Ahur Yugam Tadya Yad Dharmo Vidhiyate. In each yug there is a dharma. There is a dharma for each yuga. Who says that? Those who are the knowers of this, they tell that in this sandhya, what is to be done? In each yuga, there is a separate dharma.
That comes from part of these years.
Yes, part of these years only. Part of these years only. So out of 4,800 years, 100 years will go in the beginning, 100 years will go at the end. And again in the Treta, 100 will go toward the beginning, 100 will go toward the end. So in each Sandhi, it is 200 years of Divya Varsh, which is equal to 72,000 years. So this much is called Sandhya. And in Sandhya, we have to do some puja. So according to the expert astronomer, these periods all count, all kinds of religious activities are done in Sandhya time. Like you see na, in the Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, Kark Sankranti, Makar Sankranti, we do some puja. Similarly, whenever there is a Sandhi, there is some puja is there. That is what is said here.
धर्मश्चतुष्पान् मनुजान् कृते समनुवर्तते स एवान्येष्वधर्मेण वेति पादेन वर्धता.
इट्स ए धर्म चतुष्पाद. द रिलीजन हैज गॉट फोर डायमेंशन. चतुष्पाद काउ इज कॉल्ड चतुष्पाद, फोर लेग्स. सो धर्म रिलीजन हैज गॉट फोर डायमेंशंस. मनुजान फॉर द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स, Krite, Krite in Satyug. So in Satyug, there were four types. Total dharma was four parts. And all the four parts were being observed in Satyug. Samunvartate, properly maintained. Everybody practiced that. All the four parts. Sa eva annesu adharmena beti padena vardhata. Then according to the adharma increases, slowly all the four paths slowly one by one started decreasing. One commentator has said these four dharma is called tapa, saucham, compassion and satyam. How far this is correct, I don't know. One commentator has said all these four parts were being practiced in the Satyug. Yes, tapa, tapa is penance. Saucham, saucham is purity, internal and external. Then compassion, third, daya. Fourth is satyam. So he has said, in Krita Yuga, all four were there. In Treta, tap, gone. In Dwapar, tap and saucham gone. In Kali Yuga, tap, saucham and compassion gone. So adharma has increased, dharma has declined. Total dharma was four dimensions of the dharma. In Treta only three were practiced, in Dwapar only two were practiced, in Kali first two, tapa gone. In Dwapar, tapa and saucham gone. In Kali Yuga, only the last one, satyam, is there. So in Kali Yuga, all adharma is there. Adharma has increased and eroded the dharma. Dharma had chatuspad, four dimensions, tapa, saucham, compassion and satyam. Yes, this satyam, what is the meaning of this satyam? I don't know. Only the existence is there. If you take the satyam as an existence, the existence is there. Not the satyam is truthfulness. Truth is not there.
Only existence is there, and baki adharma.
It's only existence is there. Since the adharma has increased, therefore people are unhappy. We all are unhappy. Why? Because adharma has gone up. Dharma has come down. In Satyug, Treta and Dwapar, people were more happy than the people in Kali Yuga. Why? Because the dharma was there. Some dharma is there. Now the dharma is eroded.
Trilokya yuga sahasram vahira brahmano dinam tavateva nishatata yanni milati vishwasrik.
Trilokya yuga sahasram bahi. Trilokya bhu, bhuva, swa. These are the trilokya. Mahar, jana, tapa, satyam. This is the higher loka. Now he is talking about these three loka. Most of the jiva travel in these three lokas only. Bhu, bhuva, swa, swa means swarga. If you do lot of meritorious work, what will happen? You will go to the swarga loka. Then after that, chine punne marta loke vishanti, you come back again. So most of the jiva, they travel in these three worlds. So he said, trilokya yuga sahasram bahir brahmano dinam. But other four, they remain. So that is one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma, how much is that? 1,000 chatur yuga is equal to one day of Brahma. How much is chatur yuga? 43,20,000 years is equal to 12 ghanta, 12 hours of Brahmaji. 43,20,000 years is the day of Brahma and the night also? Same. Tavat deva nishatata yun inmilita viswasrit. Viswasrit means Brahma. Unmilita, he takes rest, closes his eyes. That means the night.
Nishavasana arabdhah loka kalpo nuvartate yavad dinam bhagavatah manun munchas chaturdasha.
Nishavasanan arabdhah, on the termination of the night. Nisa avasan, when the night ends. Then what happened? Arabdhah, again he begins. What? Loka kalpa anuvartate, then he further starts creation, three lokas. Bhu, bhuva, swa. Three lokas again. Maharjana tapa, they all stay. The upper four lokas, they stay. And how long this bhu, bhuva, swa stay? One day of Brahma, then one day of night. So what happens to these three? The full detail is given. Nisavasana arabdha loka kalpo anvartate yavad divan bhagvato manun bhunjas chaturdasa. And in this one day of Brahmaji, which is 1,000 chaturyug, 14 manus come. So what is the lifespan of each manu? Manu means father of man. 1,000 chaturyug divided by 14. Karo bhai, is equal to 71.428. So one manu stays for 71.428 yuga, chaturyuga. So in one day of Brahmaji, 14 manu comes. This way Brahmaji's life is 100 years. So in each day, 71 manu will come. So life of manu is equal to 1,000 divided by 14. It will come to 71.428.
Swam swam kalam manur bhungte sadhikam yeka saptatim manvantareshu manvah tadvangsharishayasuraha bhavanti chaiva yugapata sureshaschanu yechatan.
So what happens at that time? It is says swam swam kalam manu bhungte sadhika eka saptitam. Life sapta eka saptitam. Ek saptitam means 71. Sapta means 7. Ek saptitam. And sadhikam, a little bit more, is giving the answer. 0.428 sadhikam. It is more than 71 chaturyuga. Swam sam kale manu bhungte. And the manu stage in this period. Manu antaresu manu tad vasaya tad vansaya risaya sura. And in each manu time, their vans will come, their descendants will come, and what else will come? Rishis, 7 rishis will come. So in each manu, saptarishi is different. Devatas are different. Different Indra. So in each manu, the different set of people will come. Bhavanti chaiva yugpat. Bhavanti chaiva yugpat. They will come yugpat all at a time. Yugpat means all at a time they will come. Sureshyanute yechatan. And all anu, the descendants will follow later on. Manu, then their descendants will come. They will follow later on.
Esha dainandina sargaha dambhastrailokya vartanaha tiryangni pitri devanam sambhavo yatra karma bhihi.
Esa dainandina. Esa, this creation. Dainandina, every day. Throughout the day, creation is going on. Now you can experience here also. Creation is going on or not? Continuously it is, creation is going on. It comes into existence, stays for some time and then goes away. Spring is coming. After that, in fall, everything will go away. Again, in next spring, it will come, go. So this creation is continuously going. Continuously it is happening. Esa then dina sargo brahma trailokya vartana. In these three lokas, bhuva trailokya vartana. And what comes there? Tiryang. Tiryang means all animals, subhumans. Tiryang. Nri. Nri means humans. Pitra. Pitraloka. And devanam. Devtas. So these four are created for these three loka, bhu, bhuva and soa. What is bhuva? Pitraloka, interspace. Bhu means this loka, bhuva means interspace, soa means swarga. So we are talking of these three lokas. Sambhava yatra karma bhi. Sambhava appear. Who all appear? These four type of people. Who are these? Animals, human beings, pitra, and devanam, devta. They all appear. What is the basis of appearance? Why all don't come as devta? Karma bhi, yatra karma bhi, because of their karma, this jiva sometimes comes as animals, sometimes as humans, then sometimes as pitra, and sometimes as devtas, depending on their karma. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, karmano api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati. Gahana karmano gati. It is really, really very, very difficult to understand the karma. We think we are doing very good work. But if you analyze it, you will find something bad is going also there. Gahana karma nogati is very difficult.
Manvantareshu Bhagavan vibhratsatvam swamurthibhi manvadi viridam vishvam avatudita paurushah.
Manvantaresu, manu antaresu. In each case of manu, there are 14 manus coming. In each manu, Bhagavan vibhrat, Bhagavan, Lord Himself vibhrat, manifest. So manu is nothing but Lord Himself. Bhagavan vibhrata sattvam swamurti bhi. Sattvam, He takes the power of sattvaguna, and swamurti, He Himself has become this. So who is manu? Lord. Who are we? We are also Lord in different form. Swamurti bhi. Manu adhi bhi. Like a manu. Vishwam. Vishwam means this universe. Avati. Avati means He protects. So Lord is coming and protecting this world, taking the form of Manu, Avati. Udit Paurusha. Udit Paurusha means discovering the Paurus. Paurus means His potency, His power. He has got the power to protect, create and all that. So He has taken this one. So Manu is nothing but Lord in different form.
Tamo matram upadaya pratisamruddha vikramaha kalenanugata shesha aste tushnim dinatyaye.
Now Lord is discussing about the pralaya. What happens at the time of pralaya? Dissolution after the end of 1000 chaturyug. Day has ended, night is coming. At that time, tamo matra upadaya pratisamruddha vikramaha. Tamo matra, tamagun, that means the darkness, or the taking the help of the tamagun, then Brahmaji, what he does, pratisan ruddha vikrama, he is suspending all the power of creation. Suspending all the power of creation, like at the night, our mind is also dissolved in the causal body. It is not destroyed. But at night, there is no creation. In the deep sleep, there is no creation. Similarly, Brahmaji has also taken the help of Tamogun. He has gone to sleep. Now there is no creation. No creation where? We are talking about three worlds. Bhu, Bhuva and Swa. Kalena anugata asesa aste tusnim dinate kalena. This is internal time. Anugat, it has merged. Asesa, all beings are merged. Aste, they all remain. Tusnim, silent. Dinate, at the end of the day. When the Brahmaji's day ends, what happened to all the jiva? They all have merged. They are not destroyed. They are not destroyed. They all stay in the subtle form. Tusnim, silently they stay. The seedal form, they stay. So nothing is destroyed. Jeev remains as a seedal form. Earlier also it was explained that in the lotus stem, all the jivas and all the lokas are there in the seedal form.
Tamevanvopidhiyante loka bhuradayastrayah nishayamanuvrittayam nirmuktashashibhaskaram.
Then what happens at that time? It is said, tam eva, tam is that, eva certainly, anu, anu means after, apadhiyante, apadhiyante, these three lokas go out of sight. There is no bhuvasva. They go out of sight. Loka bhuradastraya, loka, which loka? Bhu. Bhu adi traya. The traya means bhu, bhuva, swa. These are not seen. Not seen means out of sight. They have gone. Nisayam anubrittayam. Nisayam at the night time. Anubrittayam ordinarily, nirmukta, nirmukta without. In the three lokas, there is no sasi and bhaskaram. There is no moon and there is no Bhaskar, no sun. What about the other four lokas? In other four lokas, moon and sun is there. But in these three lokas, there is no sun and moon. When? At the night of Brahmaji. So these three lokas will not be able to see sun and moon during the night of Brahmaji. Clear? At the night time of Brahmaji, there is no, in the hour night what happens? There is no sun, but moon is there. But in the case of Pralaya, in the dissolution of these three worlds, at the end of the day of Brahmaji, at the night time, again for 43,20,000 years, there is no sun and moon for these three lokas.
Trilokyam dayamanayam shaktya sankarsanagnina mantusmana mahar lokat janam bhrigvadayorditaha.
Now what happens to here? Step number one. Trilokya dahimanam saktya sankarsanagnina. Bhagavan Sankarsan says, Bhagavan, took incarnation as Lakshman or Balram or Maharshi Patanjali, same says na. By, from his mouth he is blowing out fire. We have polluted these three worlds so much that it has to be purified now. And the best purifier is fire. When we cremate a person with the cancer or HIV, all the bacteria are all destroyed. What remains is the pure ash, white pure ash, and you can put that ashes on your forehead. So what is to be done? First step is burn out the whole thing. How long will it continue? 100 divya years. Because the sandhi time is 200. Yes, you remember 200 times is the sandhi, 100 years of this, 100 years of that. Two yugas. So 200 years, out of 100 divya varas, 36,000 years Sankarsan Bhagwan with his mouth is blowing fire and the whole world is burning. So anything to purify, you have to do, you have to heat it up. If we want to purify ourselves, what we have to do? We also have to do the tapa. For purification, tap is needed.
Trilokyam dahimanam saktya sankarsavina yanti ushnam mahar lokajanam bhrigadyo ardita.
Yanti means go. So what happens to the four worlds there? Mahar, jana, tapa. If three worlds are on fire, so naturally the mahar will also feel some heat.
Yanti ushnam, ushnam is heat. Ushnam, maharlok janam, maharlok, those who are staying in the maharlok.
If there is a fire in that house, we will also feel some heat, na? So bhu, bhuha, swa, after swa is maharlok. So if these three lokas are on fire, so naturally, the people residing in the Maharloka will be also feeling the heat. So what they do?
Maharloka jana bhrigadyo ardita.
Bhrigo and all those rishis, they are suffering. So they leave the Maharloka and they go to Janaloka. Further higher. What happened? When you are feeling heat air, what you do? You will go to the side. They go to the higher loka.
Tavat tribhuvanam sadyah kalpante dhitasindhavah plavayantut katata upachandavatari tormayah.
Tavat tribhuvanam, then after that, then 100 years of tapas, fire. The first step number is the fire treatment. After that is done, then what? Sadya. Sadya means immediately after that.
Kalpantai edhita sindhava. Sindhava means sindhu, ocean. Edhita means inflated. Now sindhu, the water is rising. Plavanta, then it undate all the land area, everything. Nothing is there, only everything is flooded by that water. And how is that? Utkat. The waves are, utkat means violent waves are there. So after the fire we need water. No? Utkat. Then atop. Atop means their agitation. Atop chandavatai. Hurricane. Chand means hurricane. Vata means wind. Then it is said, itara amaya. Irita amaya. That means irita means is blowing. And amaya means the wave. That means the waves are very high at that time. Violent sea. So these three worlds are not seen. All submerged into the water. After fire treatment, water treatment is going on. Step number two is the water treatment. Like Devangji does, na? After drilling, there is a heat generated. He puts water again there. After heat treatment, water.
Antasatasmin salila aste anantasano harihi yoga nidra nimilakshah stuyamano janalayaihi.
What Hari is doing? Antah satasmin salile. Antah means within this, on that water, on the same rising ocean. Tasmin salile, in that water, aste anantasino hari. Anantasino is lying on that anantasesna. Anant asino, he is sitting on that anant sesna. Sri Hari is there. Nobody else is there. Sri Hari is there. What is in yoga nidra? He is in the mystic sleep. We also go into the yoga nidra na, in pranayama something. Yoga nidra karo. So he is also in the mystic sleep. Yeah, they will go in all the purified form slowly. After the treatment, we have already polluted our earth, water, air. So now this has to be purified. How this will be purified? So first you have to put the fire, jaladosam. Then you give the water treatment. Then again they will be purified. Again it will come as a, from unmanifest to manifest form, slowly, 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 the pure things will again come. Purified, like all this water is evaporated from the sea, salted water evaporated, put it in the Himalaya, it become pure, and we get the pure. This process will purify, the nature will purify the whole thing. So, anta cha tasmin salila aste ananta asino hari. Hari is asin, he is there. On the ananta sesna, yoga nidra nimilacha. And his eyes are closed. Aksha, aksha, nimil. It's closed. Stuyamana janalaya. And who? Some people are doing the stuti. Stuyamana. They are praising. Who? Janalaya. The people in the janalok. Maharlok people have gone to janalok. So therefore the people standing in the janalaya, they are praising. Whom? Hari. They are praising Hari. See what a beautiful description if you understand the Sanskrit.
Evam videraho ratrehi kalagatyopalakshitehi apakshitam ivapsyapi paramayurvayashatam.
Evam videi aho ratrehi. Thus by the process of day and night, aho and ratri. Din, day and ratri. Kalagata upalakshitai. Kalagata, the time is advancing. Day and night, the time is slowly, slowly advancing. Upalakshitai. Apakshita iva asyapi. And it is declining. Paramayu, duration of life of Brahmaji is satam, vaya satam. So Brahmaji's life is also
100 years in this way. Our life is also 100 years. But the clock is different. Our clock, human clock is different 100 years. And Brahmaji's clock is different. If you further go into deep into calculation, you will find 0.001 second of Brahmaji is equal to 100 human years. 0.001 second of Brahmaji's clock is equal to 100 years of human clock. So as we have got the fear of death, Brahmaji also has got the fear of death. He will also die. So he also has got the fear. We also have got the fear. But we celebrate our Janmadin. What is your age or birthday? 75. We enjoy. We don't calculate the death is approaching.
यद् अर्धं मायुषस्तस्य परार्धं अभिधीयते पूर्वपरार्ध उपक्रांतः यः परोद्य प्रवर्तते.
Then he said, यः अर्धं आयुस्तस्य. So out of 100, what is half of that? 100 half, 50 years. So ardham ayustasya parardham abhidiyate. It is called parardh. So if we divide the lifespan of Brahmaji, which is 100 years, into two, so there is one 50 year, another is. So the first one, it is a parardham abhidiyate. The first 50 years of Brahmaji is called parardh. पूर्व प्रधार उपक्रांत हो अपरुद्ध प्रवर्तते. द फर्स्ट वन इज गॉन एंड द सेकेंड वन हैज स्टार्टेड. सो 50 इयर्स ऑफ ब्रह्माजी लाइफ इज गॉन एंड सेकेंड इज. सो लाइफ स्पैन ऑफ ब्रह्माजी ऑफ 100 इयर्स डिवाइडेड इनटू टू इज कॉल्ड परार्ध. द वर्ड परार्ध हैज कम अर्लियर? नो, इट हैज नॉट कम. नो, ओके. परार्ध मीन्स अर्ध ऑफ 100 ईयर इज 50 ईयर. तो फर्स्ट 50 ईयर इज वन परार्ध, सेकेंड 50 ईयर इज अनदर परार्ध. तो फर्स्ट 50 ईयर्स ऑफ ब्रह्मा जी लाइफ इज गॉन, सेकेंड परार्ध इज कंटिन्यूइंग.
पूर्वस्यादो परार्धस्य ब्राह्मो नाम महानुभूत कल्पो यत्रा भवद् ब्रह्मा शब्द ब्रह्मेति यम विदुः.
And it is said in Gita also, it is said, Sahastra Yuga Paryantam Ahayat Brahmana Vidu Ratri Yuga Sahastrantam Te Aho Ratri Vidhajana. Same thing. 1000 Chatur Yuga is the same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. So the first Prarada of the Brahma life is called Brahma Kalpa. Purvasya Adau Prarada Brahma Nama Mahan Bhuta. The first 50 years of Brahmaji's life is called Brahma Prardha or the Brahma Kalpa. Kalpo yatra abhavat Brahma sabda brahmetu ye vidu. And at the same time, when the Brahmaji's life starts, at the same time, the Vedas also come. Same time. So Veda and Brahmaji both manifest at a time.
तस्यैव चान्ते कल्पभूत यं पद्मम् अभिचक्षते यद्धरेणा अध्यरेणावि सरस आसिल्लोक सरोरुहम्.
तस्यैव चान्ते व्हेन द एंड ऑफ द फर्स्ट प्रारब्ध इज ओवर. व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ फर्स्ट प्रारब्ध? ब्रह्मकल्प. व्हेन द ब्रह्मकल्प इज ओवर देन अभूत जब पद्म अभिचक्षते अभूत कम्स द सेकंड प्रारब्ध. व्हाट इज हिज नेम? Padma Abhichachate. It is called Padma Kalpa. Why it is called Padma Kalpa? Because Padma, the lotus, came from the navel of Hari. Yad Hare Nabhi Sarasa. Yad Hare Hari means Hari, Nabhi from the navel, Saras. Saras means the lotus came. Asit Lokasuraram and Brahmaji was seated on that. Therefore, it is called Padmakalpa. With the Brahma, when the Brahmaji came at the same time, Veda also came. Veda also came simultaneously. Rukhen yahan par. It's already 11:30.
Ek aur ho jayega.
Acha.
Ayam tu kathitam kalpah dvitiyasyapi bharat mavarah iti vikhyatah yatrasit sukaro harihi.
Ayam tu kathita, this is also known kalpa dvitiyasyapi bharat, this is the dvitiya kalpa going on. Braha iti vikhyato yatra asit sukaro harihi. It is also vikhyat, it is also famous. Why? Because Hari has taken a form of Varaha, a bow. Avatar, he came as an incarnation. What was the purpose of boar avatar? Because he has to take out the earth from the water. Varaha avatar will be coming very soon. So we'll see in detail there.
Kaloyam dviparardhakyah nimesha upacharyate avyakritasya anantasya anader jagadatmanah.
Kaloyam dviparardhakyo nimesha upacharyate. This kaloyam dviparardhakyo. The dviparardh, dviparardh means 50 plus 50 is equal to 100 years. 100 years of Brahma is equal to 1 nimesh. How much is nimesh? One nimesh? Nimesh, the word came now?
In the last.
One nimesh is equal to less than half second. 8 by 15. So it is more than half second or less than half second?
8:15. More than half a second.
More than half. So 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to more or less half second of Sri Hari.
Do you want me to
write
that down?
No. Okay. Just understand. So 100 years of Brahmaji life is equal to Nimesh Upacharyate Abhyakrit. Whose? It is the Brahman, Abhyakrit, which is not changing. Anantasya, who is Ananta, infinite. Anadi, Anadi means beginningless. Jagat Atmana, he is the soul of universe. Who is the soul of universe? Brahman. So 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to half second of Vishnu and 100 years of life of Vishnu is equal to half second of Lord Shiva. In some other Puran, it has come this way. Kya samjhe aap?
Maybe it is in the
Shiva.
100 years of Brahmaji is equal to one nimesh is equal to half second. Okay, for our understanding, let us take it one moment. 1 second, huh? But actually the word is one nimesh. By that clock, the Vishnu life is again 100 years, which is equivalent to again one nimesh of Lord Shiva. Therefore, we are not able to tell who is the father and mother of Lord Shiva. See,
पता नहीं,
पता नहीं, इसीलिए उसको स्वयंभू कहते हैं, मालूम नहीं अब, there is no history record available. इसलिए
उनकी beginning और end पता
नहीं. We don't know our seventh generation what to talk about. We don't know our seventh generation. Oh.
उच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम।